It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes. Crowder, it's a foot race, and Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Darnold escapes, trying to buy himself some time. Fires end zone. It's caught. Incredible play by Darnold.
Hill hit immediately.
He got the handoff.
You know and that's
the Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the TOJ Digital Studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And we're still learning as much as we can about Robert Saleh, the 49ers, who he's bringing with him, what we should expect. And so I thought I would go back and get a great guest that we had earlier in the season when the Jets were playing the 49ers to help add a little bit of extra information. He hosts 49ers Extra, hosts a bunch of shows on Bay Area sports. You can find it. It's all in his iTunes. He calls himself the Sports Virus, Mr. Joe Castellano. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, not much going on here in the San Francisco Bay Area other than great weather. I'd like to rub that in. No, I'm just kidding.
We got the pizza, you got the weather, right?
Yeah, there you go.
So let's talk about Robert Saleh a little bit. Tell me what you and your co-host Steve Bono, the former 49ers quarterback, have thought of the job that Saleh has done over the last couple of years since coming to the 49ers with Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, what a spectacular job. I mean, when he had all of his pieces together, the team got to the Super Bowl, and a lot of that could be attributed to the defense. And then this year might have been really his best effort, Scott, because you look at all the injuries they had. It started with that game against the Jets where so many players got hurt on that turf there at the Meadowlands. And, you know, losing Nick Bosa, a number one, you know, you would think that, hey, they're not going to be a top 10 defense, let alone top five defense. But somehow, some way, he was able to will this team with a lot of injuries, not just Bosa. I mean, we're talking about a lot of different players that were out, and he wills them to be a number five defense in the NFL. I mean, that's just amazing. And then you add to the fact that, you know, he's got these attributes, these personality attributes. I think all the players love him. He gets along with everybody. He's got an infectious personality. I mean, it just seems like he's so enthusiastic all the time. He's must-see TV, really, on the sideline. I think the Jets fans are going to love him.
Sounds like a guy who will fit in well in New York.
Oh, yeah. I think that, you know, of course, winning is everything. So if they get off to a bad start, people will complain no matter what. But I would think that he fits in really well in New York.
By all accounts, in some ways, Robert Saleh was more or less the co-head coach of this team. He and Kyle Shanahan would sit down together. They would put together game plans. They would strategize against each other so that if Robert Saleh was doing something that maybe wasn't going to work, Shanahan would spot it and vice versa. Is that how you saw it, that Robert Saleh was more or less, I don't want to say head coach of the defense because I hate that term. People talked about that with Greg Williams. I would say really more co-head coach. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Shanahan had so much trust in him. I think that Saleh just ran the defense. I'm not saying that Shanahan never got involved, but he didn't get involved as much as other head coaches do. I mean, Shanahan was so locked into calling plays and the offense and designing them. And I mean, when you're the head coach and the offensive coordinator like he is, I think, you know, you have to focus on that area. There's just so much to think about. And when you can trust somebody like you can with Saleh, then you just kind of let him do his thing. And I think that's what happened. And that prepares Saleh even more to be a head coach because, you know, he had all of that responsibility. Now, I guess the big question will be, you know, how does he handle the offense? But he's bringing a guy with him from the 49ers and Mike LaFleur, who did a great job, you know, as an assistant on the offensive side. So that bodes well for the offense there.
You mentioned Mike LaFleur, so let's talk about him a little bit. Haven't really dove in on him yet. What can you tell us?
You know, I mean, he didn't have a great playing background or anything like that. He played at Elmhurst College, But, you know, think about the family. You know, his brother is doing a great job as the head coach with Green Bay. And, you know, they're going to the NFC Championship. They look very impressive, and especially what they're doing on offense. And so with the 49ers, you know, he was basically in charge of the passing game and the wide receivers. And again, I mean, that was a situation where you didn't have a lot of healthy wide receivers there for a while. There were guys who were injured and you know, newcomers and everything. And so they added Wes Welker to the staff, and they basically worked together. And I think that, you know, LaFleur, it's, you know, he's got a great NFL and a football background, and he did a really nice job with these younger guys. I mean, look at what they did with, like, Brandon Ayuk. You know, he became one of their – he was basically their top receiver this year because he was healthy more often than not. And Deebo Samuel, and, you know, I really like what they were doing with the offense. So he was, you know, basically the right-hand man of Shanahan, and I think he's going to do a great job with the Jets.
Tell me a little bit about what Jets fans should expect from this offense. We know about the Shanahan offense, but specifically, what do you think LaFleur is going to be looking to do?
Yeah, I think, you know, a little bit more of the short passing game, the zone blocking. I think they'll run the football a lot. I mean, that's what the 49ers do. You got to make sure you have a good, you know, couple of running backs that can do it. But, you know, I don't think they're going to be throwing deep down the field from what, you know, what you look at with the 49ers. You know, I think Sam Darnold can sort of be compared to Jimmy G in that way. I mean, you know, he's an accurate quarterback. You think he hasn't really had the tools around him. So I think, you know, they're going to have to build that team. I don't know that the expectations are that high that they're going to come out and score 30 points to 40 points a game, you know, when they're playing the first year under these coaches, because you basically have the same personnel. But if they draft well, you know, start building the next couple of years, they've put themselves in a good position to have LaFleur and Salah. These are two really solid coaches. So, I mean, no matter what they end up doing, both offensively and defensively, I think they're going to be successful.
Would you say that speed is going to be a premium? Because in the Shanahan offense, they really value guys that can run after the catch. And the running backs, we saw what Raheem Mostert did in San Francisco, just incredible speed. Should we be looking at guys like that for the Jet offense? That's who they're going to try and find to fit into what they want to do?
I would think so, because, yeah, that was the model. I think the speedy running back, I mean, I really love watching Mostert, because, and same with Jeff Wilson, they hit the hole so fast. It's not that they're putting on some shifty moves. They just approach it like, hey, we're going to get sprinter speed when we hit the hole. And then as far as what you're talking about after the catch, I think it's a physicality that Salah is going to bring to the entire team. But that is one area where I thought the 49ers separated themselves from a lot of teams, is that they have so many guys that play physical and get those yards after the catch. I mean, a guy like George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, they punish you. When they catch the ball, they punish the defensive players, and they just keep going. And Mostert, those guys are not afraid to, you know, hit the defensive player. So I think the entire team will be a physical team under Salah, and just the whole format that the 49ers kind of set out, those are the kind of players that they want to get.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Joe, we know that Quinnen Williams is very excited for Robert Saleh to show up here, and Robert Saleh has said some incredible things about Quinnen in the past. Javi Vega from the Fourth and Gold podcast told me that he believes that in Robert Saleh's defense, Quinnen Williams could become a better version of DeForest Buckner, which is unbelievable praise. So a lot of people think that Quinnen Williams is at the top of the list of players who may benefit from Robert Saleh coming in here. Tell me a little bit more about the types of players specifically on this Jets roster that you think will benefit from Saleh and from LaFleur.
Well, I mean, I think as far as the defense is concerned, what I was alluding to earlier, when you looked at the 49ers defensive line, because they did trade away Buckner, which, you know, a lot of people thought was a mistake. I mean, he still was able to coach up the other players. You know, he loses Bosa, he loses Buckner, yet the other players on that line still did a really nice job of putting pressure on for the most part. So, you know, I don't think a lot of people figured that a Kerry Hyder would step up. So that's what I think you might see with the Jets. It's just some players that you didn't even expect that might step up and be coached really well on the defensive side. Now, on the offensive side, you know, I don't know, because, I mean, Saleh is more of the defensive coach, so we're going to have to see, you know, how those players step up. And, I mean, the games that I covered, a couple Jets games that I covered, Scott, last year, the thing I noticed is that they need to step it up on the receiver, and they need more talented receivers. I mean, I think Sam Darnold is still a really good quarterback. I just didn't think he had the weapons around him. He just had a couple of receivers that he could throw to. So I would think they would draft a receiver here and there and try to develop some young guys, because he needs some weapons.
Joe, we know that Robert Saleh was very popular among his players. You just mentioned Kerry Hyder. He had a huge season under Robert Saleh after Robert Saleh spent the entire offseason talking him up, really believed in him, and Kerry Hyder rewarded his faith. There are going to be a lot of free agents on this team, and the 49ers are up against the cap, so a lot of these guys they're not going to be able to keep. A couple of names that I want to throw out at you. Tell me if any of these are guys that you think could potentially follow Robert Saleh here. Jaquiski Tartt, somebody who could come in and take up one of the safety spots. Kerry Hyder, who we just mentioned. Jerick McKinnon could add a little bit of speed to the running game. Ronald Blair. Any of those guys' possibilities, do you think? And is there anybody else that sticks out at you as somebody that Robert Saleh could take with him from the 49ers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's been the fear here for the last week or so. That's been the talk about how many players are the Jets going to take from the 49ers that the Niners really don't want to lose, because they do have a lot of free agents on the defensive side. And Kaywan Williams is one. I mean, I really like Kaywan Williams. You know, you mentioned Tartt, and Tartt's had some injuries here and there, but he is a really talented player. Those are a couple of guys. I think on the offensive side, some people are talking about Juice. Juszczyk, and that would be a big loss for the 49ers and a big gain for the Jets if they're going to use him in their offense, because he's so valuable, not just blocking, but catching the ball. And, you know, he doesn't run it very often, every once in a while, like on a fourth and one or something. But he's a valuable guy because he can get out, you know, in out of the backfield, and you could throw to him and he can catch it and run a little bit. And he's great in their blocking scheme. So I think that would be a huge loss. And so would a guy like Kaywan Williams. You know, you mentioned a few other names. I think there's quite a few that are sort of up for grabs there that the 49ers really would hate to lose. And that's why this could be a huge loss. I mean, looks like they'll be okay replacing Saleh as far as the defensive coordinator with DeMarco Ryans. But as far as, you know, the players they could lose, that could be even bigger.
Well, you mentioned losing players, but they could also lose some more coaches. Any idea who LaFleur and Saleh may want to take from the 49ers staff to fill out the offensive and defensive staffs here for the Jets?
That I haven't really heard about. I'm not sure, you know, who else. I mean, Wes Welker, like I mentioned before, good receivers coach. He was a really good NFL receiver. I'm not sure how many more guys they're going to fleece as far as the coaches are concerned. But, you know, the talk is, and I think I mispronounced his name, is DeMeco Ryans, who played in the NFL. He's the talk as far as being the next defensive coordinator for the Niners. And I think he'd be a good choice, because it seems like he's done a pretty good job just as a linebackers coach. But I'm not sure how many more, you know, coaches they could take from the 49ers. And Niners are losing a lot of people here.
They're definitely losing a lot of people, but the Jets are going to hopefully be gaining a lot of people, a lot of cap space, a lot of draft picks. What do you think the strategy is going to be? Obviously, it's going to be a team effort here. LaFleur and Saleh and Joe Douglas. How do you see them trying to build this team exactly?
Well, I think, you know, when you have a season like the Jets had, you got to start, you know, sort of building all over the place. So it's hard. You got leaks everywhere, and you're trying to plug those leaks. But, you know, just from my perspective of just a few games that I covered, I just, like I said, I mean, I think the receiver spot, some of those, you know, skill position players got to upgrade there. You know, they're using Frank Gore as a running back, and he's kind of, you know, he's at the end of his career. So they're going to have to get younger, I think, across the board. And I think it's going to be patience. You know, you're not going to have like a great team, I think, next year. It's going to take a few years to get it going again. That's just the way it is when you're, you know, coming off a season like this. And they played better at the end of the year, no doubt. But, you know, they, for the most part, struggled with their offense. And there's just so many different areas there where I think they're going to have to improve. I think they have the quarterback. I think Darnold is fine. I think it's more he needs some weapons, especially receivers, and, you know, needs to have a little bit better protection, too.
You say Darnold is fine, and that is definitely a point of contention right now with Jets fans. So let's delve into that a little bit. How does he fit in the Shanahan offense?
Interesting, because, yeah, I mean, some people think that the Niners should get him instead of Jimmy G. Like, I mean, there's a lot of talk about that. I think he works out pretty well in that Shanahan offense. I mean, he can move around. He moves around better than Jimmy G does, and he has a great arm. I mean, it's just a matter of him. You know, I just think we haven't really seen him have an opportunity with the right weapons. I don't know that he's one of the elite quarterbacks in the league right now because, you know, he just hasn't had that opportunity. He's had a tough time. But I think he will do better in the Shanahan offense. I think he's going to have more opportunities to have a better completion percentage. You know, I think they'll be creative with the way they get the ball to the receivers. I mean, a lot of what the 49ers do is it's just those little shovel passes, you know, and then they, like a Deebo Samuel, will be running in front of the quarterback. So that's going to improve your completion percentage, and then your confidence starts to build. I think maybe Darnold lost some confidence. When you're losing every week like that and you get hurt during the season like he did, you're going to start to lose some confidence. So he needs to build it back.
Since you brought it up before, Joe, let's talk about the possibility of Sam Darnold playing for the San Francisco 49ers, because that is a team that has been mentioned as a potential trade partner if the Jets look to trade Darnold. What do you think? Any possibility of this happening?
I would say it's a possibility, but I'm not in favor of it. I'm a big Jimmy G fan. I just think Jimmy G can get it done. He's got not only the winning record, but some of his other stats people sort of don't look at, that, you know, I think his completion percentage and, you know, just everything that he's done since he's been a 49er when healthy. I would just figure out a way to restructure his contract. If they do that, if they restructure it, they're going to be fine. They're really more looking towards, hey, who do we get as a backup when he gets hurt? Because Mullins and Beathard are not going to cut it. So although it is a possibility that a guy like Darnold could come over, I think the 49ers, in my opinion, would be better served to keep Jimmy G, get a veteran guy as a backup, somebody like a Ryan Fitzpatrick that can be a good backup, because if Jimmy G gets hurt, somebody could step in there, and then draft a quarterback maybe in the third round, you know, somebody who, you know, because they're not going to have one of those higher picks. And if you're not getting one of the top two or three quarterbacks, well, then just pick later on and try to develop somebody for down the road. But for right now, I would try to restructure Jimmy G, and I really wouldn't be thinking about Sam Darnold as a 49er.
Let's circle back to Robert Saleh. We know that his defensive players love him, and we know that he got along really well with Kyle Shanahan. Tell me a little bit about his relationship with the offensive players and with upper management, because those are two very important things here. You mentioned before that nobody knows exactly how he's going to interact with the offensive talent, but were there any relationships there with the offensive coaches beyond LaFleur, who we know that he's known a really long time, and with the offensive players? And John Lynch has said some really nice things, but what do we know about Saleh's relationship with him and with ownership?
I think his relationship with ownership and John Lynch was great. You know, they wanted to keep him here for a long time. So unless he got a head coaching job somewhere else, he was staying in San Francisco for a while with the way the defense had played. I'm not sure about the relationship on the offensive side. I mean, I just think it's, you know, that's going to be a big question. I don't think a lot of people know, because he was so focused on his job as a defensive coordinator. I mean, you know, whatever he did as far as, you know, knowing how to go against this offense in practice, it's about it. I mean, or going against other offenses. I always think that a defensive coordinator has, you know, that advantage if he's really good. He knows the setup of the offenses, because stopping some of these great offenses in the NFL these days, not the easiest thing to do. So I think, you know, a good defensive coordinator usually can make that switch over and be a pretty good head coach. Whereas vice versa, I think that'd be harder. You know, when you don't really know the defense, you're going to have to really bring in a guru. And I think that's what Shanahan did. He brought in Saleh, and that worked out great, because Shanahan is not a defensive coach. So in this case, I think Saleh's going to do okay, but it is an unknown. We have to admit that it's an unknown to see, you know, what he knows as far as the offensive side.
Joe, since you mentioned that it's an unknown period as far as how he's going to be as the head coach, not just how he's going to deal with the offensive side, because anytime you hire somebody that's never been a head coach before, it's really like drafting somebody in the NFL draft. You're trying to look at what traits translate to the next level and see if you think that guy can succeed at a completely different job. I'm sure that you and Steve Bono have talked about this on your show, so I wanted to put you on the spot and ask. Dollars to donuts. Do you think the Jets made the right move here? Do you think that Robert Saleh is going to be a successful head coach in the NFL?
Absolutely. I think they totally made the right move. Now, I know New York, it's a place where the fans are really impatient, but I think he can just step in and do it. I really have no doubt that he's going to be a really good head coach, and I think it was a steal for them to get him because somebody else was going to hire him, and he's a coach on the rise. He's been successful. You know, there's, like you said, there's the unknowns, but with this guy, you have this great feeling that he's got what it takes to be in every aspect, to be a really great head coach. I think he can handle the media there. He's going to be great with the players. He's got the whole philosophy down. He knows how to coach and get players to improve. I mean, he's got all the ingredients to be a great coach. So I would not have picked anybody else. I mean, I wouldn't have picked Urban Meyer over him. And Urban Meyer, you know, has that great background in college. But you're taking a chance no matter what, unless you get Bill Belichick, you know, unless you're getting somebody who's, you know, won Super Bowls. And I think this was a great choice by the Jets.
And you think he can build a good culture here?
Oh, yeah. No, I think the Jets are on the rise with him. And now it's a matter of get the right personnel. And, of course, that's the most important thing. But, yeah, they made a great move in getting Saleh.
Joe, last question for you. What do you know about Robert Saleh's pizza preferences?
That I don't know. Yeah, I don't know his pizza preferences. You know, we don't get to interview, especially this year with COVID. There's no interviews going on with coaches and players to outside, unless you're like a beat reporter. So I have no idea. I haven't seen him eat pizza, but hey, you know, all New York pizza is good. So how could he not like it?
I'm with you on that one. That's one of the most pressing questions that I have going forward. I need to know about how much this man likes pizza and what his pizza preferences are if I'm going to truly accept him now as a New Yorker and as the head coach of the New York Jets. Joe Castellano, host of 49ers Extra, and of course, he covers everything with Bay Area sports as the sports virus. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. Really appreciate it. Hope we can do this again soon. For those that aren't checking out your work, why don't you let them know how they can do that?
Oh, yeah, thesportsvirus.com and then on iTunes as well. Right now we're in the midst of the Warriors Dubs OT podcast every week. It's all updated there. So basically, you know, seasonal, and then we'll be going on with the San Francisco Giants podcast starting up in April. So definitely check it out and look forward to talking to you again, whether it be the Niners Jets or if I'm doing a Jets game, happy to talk to you, Scott.
Absolutely. Looking forward to talking to you again. And like I told you, I know this year they didn't have you guys coming in person, but the next time you're in New York, text me and we're going for some pizza.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be there with Greg Gumbel. I do every one of his games as his statistician. So if we're doing a Jets game there, we'll get some pizza. I'm getting hungry now.
Me too. Bring Gumbel, by the way. I got questions for him.
Sounds good.
Joe Castellano, The Sports Virus. You can check out his podcast on iTunes and everywhere where you download podcasts. If you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet, if you could go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts, you know where to go. That's Turn on the Jets Digital and turnonthejets.com.